Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. June 30th. While walking through the woods one day, I was surprised to hear a child's voice. I followed the sound, trying in vain to understand the child's words. When I spotted a boy perched on a rock, I realized why his words had made no sense. He was repeating the alphabet. "Why are you saying your ABCs so many times?" I asked him. The child replied, "I'm saying my prayers." I couldn't help but laugh. "Prayers. All I hear is the alphabet." Patiently, the child explained, "Well, I don't know all the words, so I give God the letters. God knows what I'm trying to say." Years ago, when my grandmother told me this story, it meant little to me, but the spiritual life I've found in Al-Anon has given it new meaning. Today, the story reminds me that prayer is for me, not for God, who knows what I'm going through without explanation. With prayer, I say I am willing to be helped. The meaning behind my prayers comes from my heart, not from my words. Today's reminder. Prayer is my most personal form of communication. I can pray by consciously thinking, writing, creating, feeling, and hoping. Whether I reach deep inside myself or turn outward toward the majesty of nature, it is the spirit of prayer rather than its form that matters. Today, I will let my heart speak. God meets me where I am. If I am just willing, He will come to me. As we understood, from the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.